Short prayer. Father God, I do pray that you anoint my words, for they are meaningless without the power of the Holy Spirit. And Father, I do pray you bless each one of us now as we reflect on these two miracles. Amen. So, as you may know, there's a group of us who meet on a sporadic basis to talk about healing in the church, and then we meet at 8 o'clock some Sundays, as we have done this morning, and then we offer to pray for people after the service. And we basically read a book and we read a chapter at a time, and then we discuss the chapter. What you will be pleased to hear is that all of us in this group have one thing in common: we believe Jesus heals today. Doubtless we've varying degrees of faith, that's not for me to judge, but we all believe that God heals today. And I mean, I know he heals today, and I don't know why he heals sometimes and not other times, and I'm not going to try and answer that today, but I know he's healed me. Most of you aware of the healing of allergies for me? Any shaking heads? I'll tell it, for there's a few shaking heads. About 20 years ago, I went to the doctors and I was tested for allergies, and I came up as having an allergy to dogs, cats, pollen and dust mites. And I took all the medication you can possibly take. So I took eye droplets, nasal spray and oral medication. And the symptoms were still pretty unbearable at times, particularly itchy eyes, really itchy eyes. And this guy, John, who was in his 70s then, saw me scratching my eyes one Saturday morning in church. And he said to me, why are you scratching your eyes? So I told him what I've told you. And then he said, I don't always share this, he said, I believe this is a work of Satan and Jesus wants to heal you. So he said, can I pray for you? He said, the simplest of prayers, I felt nothing. But as I left the church, I remember saying to myself, I won't take any medication until I need to. Maybe a slight measure of faith there, I don't know. Anyway, I carried medicine for 6 months, never took it again, haven't taken it for 20 years. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. In the four Gospels, we see many occasions on which Jesus heals. If you include delivering people from demons and bringing people back from the dead, there's some 20-odd miracles across the four Gospels. And in the Gospel reading we've just had, we've got two, haven't we? The healing of the woman with bleeding and the young girl. Start with the woman. Well, as you heard, she's had a struggling with bleeding for 12 years. She has spent all her money on doctors, and she's no better. After she touches the cloak of Jesus, she is instantaneously, completely better. What was the cause of her healing? Well, we're told, power. Jesus says, someone touched me, I know that power has gone out from me. And I believe that power is still active today. Jesus tells us as much in the Gospel of John. He's about to ascend to heaven, and he says this: very truly I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I'm going to the Father. Jesus is saying that for the person who believes, that's key, that God's power is still active today. Now, clearly this woman didn't heal herself, did she? But I believe she played a significant role in her healing. In Matthew's account, we get a sense of her thinking. And this is what she's thinking. If only I touch his cloak, I will be healed. And in the account we've just heard, Jesus says to her, daughter, your faith has healed you. The woman believed that Jesus could heal her. So in that miracle, we see the power of God and the faith of the woman. Now let's turn to our second miracle. Jairus, his 12-year-old daughter, is dying. And he comes to Jesus to heal him, begs him. So I see faith in that moment. And then we hear she's dead. And then Jesus says this, don't be afraid, just believe and she will be healed. They get to the house, and this is in all three Gospels, Matthew, Mark and Luke. It's noteworthy, he doesn't let anybody go in to see the girl, apart from the mum and the dad, and his three disciples, James, John, and Peter. Now, this is conjecture. So perhaps I'm wrong. But I think Jesus was trying to create the right faith environment. Maybe I'm wrong. He wanted to have people in the room with him who believed and wanted this girl to be brought back. And as we heard, takes her by the hand, my child, get up. Her spirit returns and she stands up. And so again, in this miracle, we see power and I believe faith. Recently, I've read this book, Remember. Anybody heard of it? I know you have, you gave it me. Basically, it encourages us to remember what God has done for us. And I'm not good enough. I should be better at that. I need to write down answers to prayer better than I do at the moment, journal better than I do. But I came across this lovely story. This guy's on holiday, this Christian. He's in Cyprus, a guy called Joel, and he goes to a mosque. And he sees a man with his leg in a cast. He's got a broken ankle. And Joel says, can I pray for you? In the name of Jesus. And his response is interesting. And the man says, well, I'm a Muslim. I don't believe in the power of Jesus. So as you listen to this, just think where faith is operating. And of course, God always breaks his own rules anyway, doesn't he? But so as Joel says, that's okay. You don't need to believe. Jesus will still answer. So the man agrees, what have I got to lose? Joel places his hand on the cast and says, be healed in the name of Jesus. Let this man see that there's no other name than the name of Jesus. And the man is healed. The crowd starts gathering to see what's going on. The man can't believe it and starts jumping up and down on his leg. He's been healed. Another friend comes up and asks Joel to pray for his knee. We can see faith there, can't we? He prays in Jesus' name. The man is instantly healed. The crowd increases. Then we have one man with one leg shorter than the other. And before he can even pray, it straightens him out, his leg just grows in length. Jesus' power at work. And then this is, I found this noteworthy at the end. Then out of the mosque comes a man who starts mocking Joel, telling him he's wrong. Saying there's no power in the name of Jesus. He's just a prophet, my brother. Heal the pain in my side if Jesus is so powerful. He laughs. Joel places his hand on the man's side and prays. The mocking man's expression changes from laughter to shock. He stares at Joel and walks away. Clearly, he's been healed, hasn't he? So, and we see, we've got faith in Joel, haven't we, in that narrative? He clearly believes in a God of power. And we see faith increasing in some as they see and we see God glorified in an Islamic context. So, what about us today? Well, it's the same for us, isn't it? To see miracles, we need power, and I believe a measure of faith. Well, we can't control the power, can we? But we can be sure the power is still there and still at work. So we need to build faith individually and collectively if we want to see more miracles. This is noteworthy in the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus returns to his hometown, and then we read this. And he did not do many miracles there because of their lack of faith. Jesus being God, Jesus being all-powerful, struggles to do miracles because of their lack of faith. So we need to build faith, and in many ways, faith is like a muscle, isn't it? Use the faith you have. Pray with the faith that you have. And as you see answers to prayer, or whatever it is, faith grows. So I encourage you all to use the faith that you have. We believe in a God of all power, a God of unlimited resources, a caring and compassionate God who loves us deeply. We believe in a God who heals today. Amen. So I'm going to pray in a moment. And then I'm just going to give a minute or two for God to do whatever he wants. We do that from time to time, don't we? And often people come up to me a few days later or a week later and say how God has answered or spoken to them in that time. So it's for 1 or 2 minutes, I think it's a great exercise to do. But we met at 8 o'clock and we had a couple of senses, so I'm going to share those first. Someone had a picture of a clipboard holding a paper tightly, and then they felt the words, "He will hold me fast." Of course, he is Jesus. Jesus will hold me fast. Maybe that speaks to someone here today. If you put your hope in him, he's got you. He's not going to let you go. Someone else had the sense that how God and Satan operate differently. Satan will condemn us. God doesn't do that. What God will do sometimes is convict us of sin, but then it's very specific, isn't it? You know exactly what you're being convicted of. So let me say a prayer, then I'll allow a silence, and then I'll continue with the intercessions thereafter. Father God, we believe you to be a God of grace and mercy, a God of power. From the word, we know Jesus healed people, and from the word, we know that people were healed by Jesus after his ascension. And we know that Jesus is healing people today. Father, we believe this, but we pray you help us with our unbelief. And Father, in this silence, I just pray and ask you to minister to the people here gathered, to do whatever seems best to you, to bless the people in whatever way, maybe for healing, but bless them, Lord, I pray. Amen.